On the Indian Creek Watershed Field Tour, I am visiting with Ron Moore. And Ron, I know you're a soybean grower, director for Illinois Soybean Association. First of all, tell me where you're from and a little bit about your operation.
Well, I farm near Roseville, Illinois, in the western part of the state. And my brother and I farm about 2,000 acres of corn and soybeans, and I have a feeder cattle operation. We have 200 acres of pasture we run cattle on in the summer months.
Well, this is the second year for this tour. I was here last year. We look at a lot of corn when we're on these tours, you know. But you know what? We're standing there, and we can see soybeans usually from about where we are, too.
Well, yeah, we raise corn as well as a lot of soybeans, and part of the reason the Illinois Soybean Association is involved in the Indian Creek Watershed Projects is because corn is, a major crop, but soybeans are also a rotational crop, and a lot of the research that they're doing on nitrogen management is on a corn-soybean rotation farm, and so we want to make sure that the soybean opinion and is involved in how they do the research on nitrogen management, because soybeans do contribute about 40 to 50 units of nitrogen to the following year's corn crop. So it's very, very critical that we can use those kind of research dollars and help figure out if the nitrogen that credit is for soybeans is actually going into the corn crop.
Right. Well, they're doing a lot of research, like you said here, on everything from variable rate to different types of product and timing and all kinds of things. A lot of that same type of research would be just as valuable on a soybean crop too, wouldn't it? Although you would need to run different trials, of course.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, some of the new opinions are that we need to maybe think about putting fertilizer on for the soybean crop prior to we're planting that in the spring. And previously, a lot of farmers, they fertilized their soybean crop as they fertilized for their corn crop, and then the soybeans took what was left over. And maybe to increase our soybean yields, we may need to think about soybeans as the same type of management that we give our corn crop. So it's always interesting to listen to other farmers and look at some of the research that's being done and how we can improve our productivity while considering our natural resources at the same time.
How about the importance to soybean growers of this type of project that's being done here, where we not only hope to find better conservation practices, but I think in part there's a goal at least to help educate the non-farm public about what farmers are doing to take care of the land.
One of the advantages that we have here today is that there are a lot of non-ag groups, folks here, a lot of NGOs, people from the EPA and the Natural Resource Conservation Service. So that's a big advantage that we can interact with those folks. I've had several conversations with some of the NGOs here today, non-governmental organizations, and so it's a great opportunity to kind of network and let them see that this is an extreme conditions that we're raising our crop in Illinois this year with the drought. And this is not normal. And so, you know, we're trying to make sure that we make sure they understand why we do the research projects that we do here in Illinois, both in soybeans and corn. So it's a great opportunity.
Well, and I noticed, I think we might have had some biodiesel in those buses out there, I hope, anyway. At least I saw the little signs on there. So a lot, just another thing that the Illinois Soybean Association is involved in. Thank you very much, Ron Moore. He's an at-large director with the Illinois Soybean Association. We've been visiting here at the Indian Creek Watershed Project Field Tour. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.